Welcome back to TC Braves Nation. I'm your host, Jaden Locker.
And I'm Matthew Willis.
And today we're joined in by a few senior players and Coach Quinn. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. We just came off a big, exciting victory, so we're just getting back to work this week.
And I haven't really got to formally talk to you. We haven't been able to get in the studio, and kind of want to recap before we dive into our recent win against Kossuth. I kind of want to recap the Alcorn Central game and then the Strayhorn game because we haven't got to formally talk and let the fans know and parents know who listen on the podcast. They haven't really got to hear your thoughts and whatnot. So we'll start off with the Alcorn Central game. Phenomenal game. I think it was 46-6, I want to say.
49-6,
okay. You can dive into that. Let me know how the offense played and defense. And
well, the story so far this year is, you know, we've scored a ton of points because our defense has set us up with fantastic field position. So, you know, like we've in the Central game, we forced, I think, four or five turnovers, and we had the ball at their 20. We ran 22 total plays on offense that night and scored 49 points. That's a big testament to what the other side of the ball is doing for us. And also, you know, you want to play complementary football. And, you know, the Central game, like we're, you know, we take the first drive, Chase gets the opening kickoff to midfield, we score in about four plays, then we onside kicked him and jumped on him early, scored again. It was 16-0 before they had the football. And then I think they fumbled or turned it over two or three, four or five plays later, and then we're set up again. And our guys, you know, just the story so far has just been relentless. You know, varsity defense-wise, we've given up one score all year, and that was after we had 45 yards and penalties. And, you know, Strayhorn hit us on a pass. But besides that, we've given up one touchdown with the ones. That's a pretty good night. Now, that game, the Central game, was really important for us because we wanted to get off to a fast start and we wanted to jump on them early, and we did that. Strayhorn, long road trip. I was kind of worried that, you know, we might be looking ahead, you know, so we've just been preaching the whole time, go 1-0, go 1-0, go 1-0 every single week. So we went over there and handled business. The scoreboard was out, so I think we played a 20-minute second quarter. I mean, it was 8:30 at halftime. We were up 42-7.
Yeah, time went by so slow when you're not seeing the clock, and it felt like we were playing for 4 hours out there.
I think we actually did play for 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah, we played a lot of football that night in a game that we shouldn't have played a lot of football in. But Chase had a great night that night. Had three total touchdowns. He had a touchdown reception, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and a punt return for a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. That's the first time that's ever been done in school history. So that was a big night. And just like, you know, we talked about defense doing a great job of setting us up, you know, and we drove the ball a little bit more against Strayhorn, but I mean, we're playing some elite defense. And then I think, you know, the Kossuth game last Friday night, I think we played elite defense again, and in those conditions did just enough on offense to win.
So, Coach, I kind of just want to look at how the defense has played. I know you talked a little bit about the defense just right there, but Kossuth, we only the defense didn't allow a touchdown. That was on the offensive side. And then Strayhorn, the one touchdown they had was given with 45 penalty yards that they were basically just handed and given the ball almost right there in the red zone. This may be one of the best defenses I've seen the Braves play all year, only giving up – so far, a total of 20 points in the regular season.
Yeah, and like I said, the one Central scored was on our JV, was on our young guys. Strayhorn scored one, and then we gave up one on offense Friday night. So the defense has allowed one touchdown all season. And the thing that I love the most about the guys we have on that side of the ball is you got guys like Tristan Poling and Wesley Baker that play no offense. And they take it personally whenever somebody gets a yard, you know, and that's just kind of the mentality, the mindset we have on defense. Then all our skill guys are two-way players, so I could trust Chase and Zay to, you know, to lock a receiver down on defense and, you know, go score on offense. You know, we got Landon Dickhouse, who's playing really, really well, Graydon Markle, Gunnar Puckett, Dallas. Dylan Newkirk playing great up front, controlling the line of scrimmage, and Braxton Brown back in the secondary, Hunter Stewart an outside linebacker. I mean, we've got some really good pieces on defense, but the thing that they do the best is they run to the football and they play with a ton of effort. And that's and that was on display Friday because we gave up an explosive run first snap. I think we had 107. I think Kyle Sleuth had 107 total yards, and 75 of them were on the first play and a trick play that came later in the game. So outside of that, they had like 20 yards of offense.
I know they had negative offensive yards in the second half, which was great for the defense. But talking about how great the defense have been, I want to look just at the offense for a minute. On paper, we may be seen as one of the highest scoring offenses in the state. I'm not exactly sure on that. But we scored a lot of points. But there's still been times I've seen, I think, where the offense has kind of struggled to produce a little bit. In that Kossuth game, only 7 points in regulation. Then you look back at the Biggersville Jamboree when 7-0, you know. What is being done to go forward as we see teams like Amory and Shannon, even down Itawamba, these division games are going to be really tough to – what are we doing to score more points there?
Well, guys, you know, like if we played Biggersville in that Jamboree, I wasn't going to show Central anything. You know, like it was very, very bland, vanilla game plan, you know, where – kind of figured some stuff out at the quarterback position and who can do what and execute what. So we were very vanilla that night. And then, you know, Central and Strayhorn showed how explosive we could be, you know, when we get the ball to the right guys. Last Friday was like getting in a fist fight in a taxi cab. I mean, there just was it was raining sideways. It was tough to go anywhere but straight ahead. The strength of Kossuth's defense is their front seven. There's no doubt about that. I think that if we would have had some drier conditions, I think our speed would have been more, you know, been more on display and, you know, been able to attack the perimeter some like we like to do. But Friday night, you know, it gets to a point when the conditions are so bad that you can't lose a game on offense, you know. And after we threw that pick six, it was like, okay, we're going to be in it as long as we're playing elite defense, and we're going to play elite defense. And, you know, I'm not going to give them a chance to win the game while we have the ball. We're going to wait for overtime, and then we're going to take the ball to 10 and go score and then hold them out.
So with these wins, this is going to be directed towards our starting center, Aiden. With these wins, I mean, obviously the O-line comes into play, and I just want to hear what Coach was preaching to y'all. I know the weather was going to be rough, but what was Coach preaching to y'all? Because y'all had to go up against some big boys, some physical boys with the Kossuth. So what was Coach preaching to the O-line that week before the Kossuth game?
Well, basically he just told us, like, it starts with us up front, and we got to control the line of scrimmage. I think in the first half of that game we struggled a lot, but at halftime they preached long drive to us, and I think we did a lot better the second half. It took us a while to get – I mean, it only took us 5 quarters to get our second touchdown, but, I mean, once we did, I mean, I knew our defense would go out there and do their thing and win us the ball game. So.
And, Coach, I know you preach humble over hype, and not to look at what the DJ or Daily Journal was saying and the Vidette and all this and that, but – what do you think? Because I looked at the Daily Journal. What do you think that we're number 10 in the state right now for big schools? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's super cool, and I'm proud. I'm proud that our kids are being recognized because of the amount of effort and work that they have put into this thing over the last couple years. It also does not mean one single thing, and that's the thing that I'm trying to get everybody to realize and understand is, like, we're kind of in uncharted territory, like things that haven't happened here in a long time, but we've got to handle it by going 1-0 every week, and that's all that matters. And yesterday in our team meeting, the big message is let's enjoy this. Like, you know, everybody's loving coming to work. Everybody's loving to come to practice. Let's enjoy this. Let's work as hard as we absolutely can, and then let's smile when it's over. And that's the thing that I want these guys to understand. So we will be done when it's over. You know, we were only guaranteed 10 of these games. We're number 4 is coming up Friday. You know, we don't want our biggest achievement to have been, well, we started 3-0. You know, like the best thing about being 3-0 is a chance to get to 4-0. And that's all that matters. That's all that's on our mind right now is to try to win one game this week. So that's all we could play this week. So just want to keep, you know, I think this group does a really good job of being grounded and locked in. I'm not really worried about them being, you know, lost in the, you know, like, oh, we're this, oh, we're that. I think we're mature enough to handle some of these accolades and also humble enough to keep working and knowing that we've got a long way to go if we want to achieve our goals.
Yes, sir. And for you, Booker, you play both sides of the ball and you impact both sides of the ball. A lot of plays were going your way. Blakeney in the rain threw a really good pass to you, and you caught it back shoulder, and it looked beautiful. So what was going through your head after that? It was a game changer, honestly, a momentum shifter. So what was going through your head after you made that catch?
I mean, we just had to flip field position because we played in our side of the ball the entire night because I wasn't trusting myself to catch a punt. So, I mean, it was just big because we got to put it in our own red zone there, and it kind of gave us the momentum we needed to keep moving.
And my question to you, Coach Quinn, too, for at the Kossuth game, I was noticing, I was like, it was just a few seconds ago, and I was like, call a timeout, and you called it the timeout, but you didn't run something that would have scored us, got us in the end zone. You kind of just ran a run play and took it into overtime. So why did you make that decision to take it into overtime instead of trying to throw it deep to Chase or run a somewhat kind of trick play or something?
So we had a play call in to Chase right there to get him the ball right now and see if he could make a guy miss. They rolled up a guy on in press, and they had, you know, about two or three guys standing back at the end line. And like I said, we just didn't want to lose the game on offense at that point. If you throw a deep ball and it gets intercepted, you've got five linemen on the field. Right, and you've got five linemen, and you've got six guys that could possibly make a tackle. They've got 11 guys that can, you know, they got 10 guys that can block you, and they don't have to block the linemen normally, right? So I didn't want to get in a situation where we throw one up, they catch it at the goal line, and they break a return back to their sideline, and it looks like a kick six. You know what I mean? And we lose the game at the end on a low percentage play in those conditions.
Yeah.
Instead, what I wanted to do was, you know, once I realized that they had Chase basically viced over there, said, hey, check to a run, run the clock out, and let's go to overtime. Because then we get the ball at the 10 with four downs to score. I also felt good about Tapp being able to make a field goal from the 10 because it was like kicking a watermelon Friday night. And him being at the 10 and in, I felt like we could score and get a field goal on the board at worst and win the game there. So, I mean, guys, that's the thing about our team is like, you know, good teams win games in different ways. A good team can win a game 61-60, and they can win a game 14-7. So I liked seeing that out of us, you know, Friday night. Y'all know I'm an offensive guy. I love scoring points. You know, we've done a good job of that since I've been here. But when your defense is the strength of your team that night, you play to your strengths. It would have done us no good to, you know, to be aggressive, you know, right there and lose the game just so we could try to get a pat on the back for winning it on offense.
And looking forward to Friday, we've got Morville coming into town. They're also 3-0 with wins, two of them coming on the road against Hatley, 26-19. They played East Union at home, beat them 42-6, and then beat South Pontotoc on the road last Friday with that game-winning field goal with 17 seconds left to beat them 17-14. So that's two opponents we'll see coming up, Morville and South Pontotoc. But Morville comes into town Friday at 3-0. How are we looking forward to that game Friday?
Oh, well, somebody's O's got to go, right? We're 3-0. They're 3-0. It's going to be a showdown. They've got a really good quarterback. They've got a good player on offense, number two. They move him around everywhere and do a good job with him. Defensively, they're very active. They run around and move around. But, I mean, we're just taking it one day at a time and trusting our preparation. You know, I haven't even talked about homecoming being a distraction because I have the last 2 years. I don't feel like I have to remind this group, you know, that we haven't won a homecoming game here in a long time. I mean, we're hungry. We're going to trust our prep. We're going to trust we've got a really good coaching staff, guys that really care about the players and care about doing things right. And I think that's going to show again Friday night.
Yeah, I think it's still probably on the minds of Morville that the last time they came here, they lost. And so I think that's something that they're still keeping fresh on their minds. And
I got a question for Booker and Aiden. So this week, this is directed towards you, Booker. So I've noticed that Morville likes to throw the ball a lot. So how are you, planning for that? And how are the other DBs, planning to cover that? Because I heard the other day someone say that running the ball for Morville is a trick play for them. So just how are y'all adjusting to that? Because Kossuth was more They aired it out some, but with the weather conditions, I mean, you could only do so much. And, I mean, Strayhorn, I don't even know. they didn't really have something that they just set on. So, I mean, it's going to be an adjustment to, I guess, just see the pass more. So,
I mean, they're like, what, 90% pass? So, yeah. I trust all of our DBs to be able to make a play and not give up any big plays. That's all we really need. If we let them throw short game all game, they're going to make a mistake eventually. And our front, they're going to get pressure, and it's not going to really matter.
And for you, Aiden, one thing Morville takes pride in is they're a fast team. They really are. They're athletic. So how are you preparing for the O-line? Because last week you was used to Friday night, you was used to a bigger, more physical, a little bit slower up front. But how are you preparing for a little bit of a quicker nose, a quicker tackle and whatnot?
Well, obviously, I mean, it's a change in pace to what I did with Friday night. But it's really just as long as I do my job and everybody follows their rules, I feel like we'll be just fine up front. I mean, it's just another game. We got to do our job, go out there and win, maybe score some more points for y'all. I know everybody's wanting to, but our defense, I mean, it's pretty easy whenever your defense is putting you in plus territory. I mean, that's always good. Like Dick House getting the fumble recovery, taking it 75 yards. I mean, we scored on that drive. I mean, it's always good when your defense is putting you in those situations. So, I mean, they do their job. I mean, we got to do better at our job, and that's what we're going to try and do this week.
Coach Quinns, do you have any closing statements?
Yeah, I'm really proud of this group because, you know, we're very unselfish. We play super hard. You know, we're not really about a bunch of the frills and the things that, you know, some other football teams are nowadays. You know, this reminds me of a very throwback football team, like one that I played on. And that's the coolest thing, I think, for me is that, you know, to see the development of these kids that I've had, the seniors I've had since they were sophomores, you know, and the juniors I've had since they were freshmen. And, you know, just kind of seeing the vision that, you know, we had for this place start coming to fruition. And we've got a lot of work to do. We got a long way to go, but it's a grateful and humbling experience for me, you know, to be able to come to work every day and love the guys that you coach and love the guys that you work with and love the school that you're at. So we're excited about what we've done so far, and we got more work to do Friday.
And I just want to congratulate y'all. I'm more than thrilled, but just remember that there's still a lot more people to prove wrong. And thank y'all for coming in. And being able to talk, and I miss a little bit of class.
Yes, sir.